The Dosenbach Laboratory at Washington University discovered the Somatocognitive Action Network, SCAN, which is central in integrating movement with higher cognitive functions. Ever notice how mind and body states interact? How thinking about a future action can make your heart race, even though you're just sitting in a chair? How trying to solve a problem can make you pace back and forth? Nico Dosenbach on X. The Somatocognitive Action Network, SCAN. Gordon and colleagues, 2023, using precision fMRI from 7 participants and fMRI datasets from the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study, Human Connectome Project, and UK Biobank from 50,000 individuals, found 3 interconnected primary motor cortex, M1, regions that participate in the integrated movement of multiple body parts. The Somatocognitive Action Network consists of M1, the SMA, centromedian nucleus, CM, and ventral intermediate nucleus, VIM, of the thalamus, posterior putamen, and vermis and the flocculonodular lobe of the cerebellum, which mediate posture and balance. Connectivity analysis revealed that the SCAN communicates with the cingulo-opercular network, CON, or salience network, which mediates cognitive control and maintains task focus over extended periods. The SCAN lies between classic motor regions and the primary motor cortex. M1's 2 interlacing systems establish a pattern of integration and isolation. Regions specific to effectors, such as the foot, hand, and mouth, are responsible for isolating fine motor control, while the SCAN integrates goals, body movement, and physiology. The apparent relative expansion of SCAN regions in humans could suggest a role in complex actions specific to humans, such as coordinating breathing for speech and integrating hand, body, and eye movement for tool use. A common factor across this wide range of processes is that they must be integrated if an organism is to achieve its goals through movement while avoiding injury and maintaining physiological elasticity. The SCAN provides a substrate for this integration, enabling pre-action anticipatory postural, breathing, cardiovascular and arousal changes, such as shoulder tension, increased heart rate or butterflies in the stomach. The finding that action and body control are melded in a common circuit could help explain why mind and body states so often interact. Mesa, 2023, place these findings in context. The dominant paradigm states that the motor cortex is simplistic. Planning, cognition, and conscious initiation of movements happen elsewhere in the brain. The motor cortex just receives these signals, relaying them directly to muscles. In concert with the salience network, which prioritizes behaviorally relevant stimuli, the SCAN is responsible for complex adaptations, e.g., elasticity. These findings are consistent with primate studies showing that more M1 neurons are responsible for movements independent of the muscles used than for the contraction of specific muscles. Together, these findings challenge the 1870 cortical homunculus model, a distorted human figure with the size of body parts reflecting the amount of cortical area dedicated to them. The SCAN's interconnections. These interspersed nodes are strongly connected to several high-level cortical areas, including the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for working memory and executive function, the anterior cingulate cortex, known for its role in attention and error monitoring, and the inferior parietal lobule, which integrates sensory and motor information. Additionally, the SCAN is connected to motor planning regions such as the supplementary motor area and the premotor cortex. These connections enable the SCAN to coordinate motor outputs with cognitive inputs, allowing humans to engage in flexible, goal-directed behavior. The SCAN is an interface between thought and action. Functional imaging studies have shown that the SCAN becomes active not only during physical actions involving multiple body parts but also during purely mental tasks that involve imagining movement or making decisions based on internal goals. This suggests that the SCAN is a critical interface between thought and action, allowing the brain to translate intentions into coordinated behavior. Its discovery has broad implications for understanding how the brain orchestrates complex actions requiring mental engagement and physical execution. The SCAN's clinical relevance. The SCAN has been implicated in dystonia and Parkinson's disease. Dystonia. Wang et al., 2025, investigated the SCAN's role in focal dystonias affecting the larynx and hand. The researchers found that the scan showed altered functional connectivity in individuals with both types of dystonia, suggesting that scan dysfunction may be a central pathology shared across different focal dystonia subtypes, beyond the specific body part affected. Specifically, the scan showed higher connectivity to task-derived mouth/larynx regions and lower connectivity to the cingulo-opercular network. Parkinson's disease. Renette al. 2023 investigated the scan's involvement in Parkinson's disease, PD. The findings revealed functional abnormalities within the scan in PD patients and indicated that scan is selectively involved in various neuromodulatory targets used for PD treatment. Furthermore, the study suggested a link between changes in scan connectivity and the alleviation of motor symptoms following invasive and non-invasive neuromodulation. This highlights the potential importance of the scan in the pathophysiology and treatment of PD. We caution our readers that this report is a preprint that was not peer-reviewed or published. The scan's relevance for self-regulation. The relevance of scan lies in its hybrid nature. It links cognitive intention with motor execution. Training the scan network could yield more synchronized improvements across both domains for individuals undergoing biofeedback or neurofeedback to improve performance in tasks that require concentration and coordinated action, such as athletes, musicians, or individuals in rehabilitation. Because scan regions are activated during physical movement and mental simulation of movement, they offer an ideal substrate for motor imagery-based neurofeedback protocols. These protocols, which train users to visualize movements rather than perform them, could more effectively engage the scan than traditional motor cortex training alone. Moreover, the scan's strong connectivity with areas responsible for executive function suggests it may serve as a conduit for enhancing self-regulation, decision-making, and goal-setting, all crucial components of effective biofeedback and neurofeedback. This makes the scan especially valuable in therapeutic contexts, such as in the treatment of ADHD, anxiety, or post-stroke motor recovery, where the interplay between thought and movement is often disrupted. By targeting the scan, neurofeedback could support more integrated improvements in emotional regulation, focus, and motor control. Additionally, the scan's involvement in internally generated actions makes it a promising focus for mindfulness and meditation-based neurofeedback. Since these practices engage the brain in non-reactive, internally directed attention, often involving awareness of bodily states, training scan could enhance the mind-body coherence central to such approaches. In this way, the scan deepens our understanding of how cognitive and motor processes are linked in the brain and opens new avenues for optimizing neurofeedback protocols to support a more embodied and goal-oriented self-regulation. Conclusion. The somatocognitive action network is a recently identified system within the primary motor cortex that integrates cognitive intention with physical action. Comprising interleaved M1 regions and connected structures such as the supplementary motor area, thalamic nuclei, basal ganglia, and cerebellum, scan enables anticipatory adjustments in posture, breathing, cardiovascular activity, and arousal. These functions support elasticity and explain common mind-body interactions, such as increased heart rate before action. Scan's activity during physical movement and motor imagery highlights its role as a neural interface between thought and action. Scan's strong connectivity with executive and salience networks suggests it underlies complex, goal-directed behavior and self-regulation. This makes it a promising target for neurofeedback protocols to enhance performance, emotional regulation, and motor control in healthy individuals and clinical populations. By uniting cognitive and motor processes, scan challenges traditional models of motor cortex function and provides a foundation for more integrated therapeutic and performance-based interventions. Key takeaways. 1. The scan integrates cognition and movement. The somatocognitive action network, SCAN, links the primary motor cortex with subcortical and cerebellar regions to coordinate mental intentions with physical actions. 2. The scan supports anticipatory regulation. It enables pre-action adjustments in posture, breathing, arousal, and cardiovascular activity, contributing to physiological elasticity. 3. The scan challenges traditional motor models. Contrary to the classical view, scan demonstrates that motor cortex function extends beyond simple muscle activation to include goal-directed integration. 4. The skin underlies self-regulatory practices. Its activation during real and imagined movements makes it a promising target for neurofeedback, especially in performance and therapeutic settings. 5. The skin links to high-order brain networks. Through strong connections with executive and salience networks, skin mediates adaptive behavior, attention, and decision-making.